So it's been some crazy weather we've been having. Last week, it's been like bitterly cold and single digits, and then we had like this random spring day. So it's crazy how we like being experiencing this weather. And what is this crazy magical animal that predicts early spring or not?
You mean Punxsutawney Phil?
Oh my God, the groundhog who had predicted this year an early spring.
Fuck yeah, I'm ready for it.
I'm not. I actually like this mild temperate chill that we're in. No snow, that's my favorite part.
Yeah, the no snow has been great, but the 5-degree weather, not so much.
And that crazy wind.
Oh yeah.
But speaking about groundhogs and Groundhog's Day, there is a sequel in the works of the famous 1993 comedy fantasy film, The Groundhog's Day.
With Bill Murray.
Well, the sequel is not with Bill Murray, but with the characters of from the original movie. But it's not what we think as a sequel. It's actually kind of a virtual reality game.
What?
So, yeah. So this VR game is being developed that is like a sequel to the movie. It's called Groundhog's Day, Like Father, Like Son. And the main character that you play, Phil, what was his last name?
Phil Connor Jr.
And you basically live in the town that he was that the movie took place in, and you
Punxsutawney,
and he begins to have that time loop that his father had.
Is he also a piece of shit?
Well, it's still in development. Hopefully, it's going to come out. They plan to come out later on in 2019. Well, let me see. Who is? I just want to say Sony Pictures. Virtual reality is working on it. MWM Immersive and Rim Developers Tequila Works. And they're planning to unveil this by the end of, close to the end of 2019.
Wow.
So actually reading up a little bit about this, they was just kind of talk about how Hollywood is going to start approaching virtual reality and their films. So this gives a great opportunity for us to immerse ourselves in our favorite films without Hollywood's commitment of producing sequels or investing in other movies, but creating these stories of our favorite films that we get to be part of and get to be able to play our favorite characters in.
Yeah. It's actually,
that's what I found. That's what I wanted to introduce this idea to you guys.
It's a sequel without...
Sequel VR spinoff.
Yeah. Thing. It's... Very few video games have done this, actually, right? Mm-hmm. I think the few that come to mind were The Godfather, in which you're playing a character from like the Godfather movies while the Godfather movie is taking place.
Yeah,
but yeah, I'm also fascinated with the idea, this idea of taking kind of film and like really throwing you into it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like that becomes the
no pun intended.
So that becomes what, the fourth dimension, right? Now you're like in the movie in its own weird way.
Yeah.
So I don't know how it's going to come out, but I don't know. I could play it. I don't know what you can do for a video game that's like Groundhog Day, because all the stuff that he, like, what does he do? He robs a bank. He sleeps
kills
with
himself
women.
A bunch of times, learns how to play the piano.
I'm going to learn how to play the piano on the PlayStation 4. That's the power of VR that we've been waiting for.
Oh, yeah. And simulating suicide.
And simulating suicide, yeah, that's going to be good.
Well,
PR
they
for
didn't
them.
Say it's going to have these elements, but it definitely did promise a lot of story branching.
Mm-hmm.
So multiple endings, multiple possibilities. Trying to, you know, like some of the stories is like no matter what you choose, you're going to have the same outcome.
Yeah.
But they're moving towards kind of like developing that where you have different outcomes, just a variety of different possibilities.
Interesting. Yeah.
It's just another way Hollywood's going to exploit our nostalgia there.
True. And I wonder, it's just interesting because I didn't think we can get any more immersed in our popular culture and the things that we watch, but apparently we can.
Oh, Hollywood will find a way.
Yeah.
Let me tell
you. And it's
you.
A little, if I'm going to play the anti of this, so it's a little worrisome, you know, because it's like, you guys ever see Minority Report?
Yes.
And I mean, to me, it's a great depiction of what the future can be. And a lot of it has like come true. Mm. But like where they have like a virtual reality world where like people live their lives like you know, living like the fake lives that they really want, or like sexual partners that they really want in VR and all this stuff. And like, so when we take those steps to immersion in, you know, quotation marks, I feel like then that's like the next step. And then like, it's one of those things where it's like the Twilight Zone almost, where you're living your entire life in a virtual reality. Mm-hmm. And then it's also like our media, like the nostalgia factor and our like tendency to like be into like really, really like fun things and entertainment value over, right, say like, I guess more quote unquote artsy stuff, mm-hmm, lends it to like us like also being even more detached in a way. But mm-hmm, that's just also me, you know, overanalyzing because it's fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm excited just to see what how new technologies kind of explore storytelling, right? I don't know if I necessarily like the fact that we're just rehashing old ideas, but, yeah, you know, it makes sense, right? Like, that's a way to save money. You're not really creating a new, you're not starting from scratch there. You know, you're working off a property that you know has been successful, and you're kind of exploring, like, what you can do with it. So it's weird. It's something I'm kind of looking forward to, but I'm kind of having low expectations.
It's just also weird that Groundhog's Day was chosen.
That's the weirder part. Yeah, yeah. Groundhog Day, I think that's the more, I think that's also the more fascinating part about this news story.
Yeah.
It's
like, I wonder how they pitched it, you know, and like what they have in mind for it.
I wonder if Bill Murray is going to be involved in any capacity.
Yeah, he has to.
He must probably do like the opening narration explaining to his son, because I heard the trailer and his son knows that his father experienced Groundhog Day. Mm. Yeah. Actually, the other thing I want to mention about Groundhog Day is one of those interesting premises that have been popping up more and more. Have you noticed that?
What you mean, like Russian Doll?
Russian Doll, Happy Death Day.
To that, that looks really good.
Yeah, these
it's
are.
It's a TV show though. I've been like intrigued as to that.
But. It's a interesting premise because I don't know if it's done. If I don't know if it's been done before Groundhog Day, mm-hmm, but it's certainly been more prominent after, and it's just been popping up a lot more though.
Yeah,
I think that could be an episode there, like ideas that have been rehashed.
So I was thinking about this because I always think this is a really kind of cool concept in itself, as having its own show of a device, a literary device or story device that gets used often. Mm-hmm. But the idea of not just a time loop, but a time loop where the characters involved in the loop grow as people. Mm. So you could be in a time loop and have to deal with the problem over and over again and not grow, just have to deal with the, you're just dealing with the problem. But what is it to be like, get the opportunity to repeat the same day, with almost infinite amount of time to improve yourself,
yeah,
or to grow from that experience, mm-hmm, in a single day.
Yeah.
So I kind of love, and I've seen like many shows and other movies.
Well, this is really interesting news.
It's really interesting. It's really fascinating. It's exploring different things, because pretty soon, I mean, we could do a whole different, it won't be like as regular, but we could do a show, remakes, reboots, revivals for video games, because those are constantly rebooted.
Well, I wonder if, you know, the people who are listening can tell us what they think about that idea. If they
want to hear that. And where can they tell us, Nicole?
They could tell us on our email, remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com, or they can just hit us up on social media, Remakes Reboots Revivals, and Facebook, Remakes Reboots and Revivals. Mm-hmm. Do you have news?
I have no news. Actually, yes, I do have news. They released a picture of what the new family for Party of Five is going to look like. They're all Hispanic. They're all smiling, and you know those smiles won't last forever.
Oh, wow.
Because it's Party of Five. So
yeah,
we have a mixed bag of like excitement to cover the show. I've never seen Party of Five,
neither,
but I kind of want to explore it because of this Latino aspect. We'll make sure we put a link to the in the show notes. But Eddie, you don't want to watch Party of Five. Why is that?
It's so sad. It's so sad. Those pretty kids. Crying all the time. So sad.
I can't wait to see Neve Campbell begin her acting career.
Oh, that's right. And then Jennifer Love Hewitt?
No. But Jennifer Love Hewitt in Party of Five?
No, the girl that always gets mistaken for Jennifer Love
There's a girl that always gets mistaken for
Jennifer. She was actually...
Lacey Chabert.
I think so. I think that's her name.
Yeah.
She actually played... She was... What was the one? She was like Ghost Whisperer?
That was Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Okay. So, Jennifer Love Hewitt, right, her character in Ghost Whisperer,
uh-huh,
was helping out a girl who was haunted by a ghost, and they would always confuse them in the show as sisters.
Okay, that's so funny.
So, and that's so specific.
So they played off, they played off the fact
that they look,
look alike as actresses.
So,
and they used it as in the show.
That's the second time they did that, though. You guys ever see Not Another Teen Movie? Yes.
No.
Lacey Chabert plays the character, like she's dressed like Jennifer Love Hewitt was dressed in Can't Hardly Wait. And every time she walks into the room, that REO Speedwagon song plays, do 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 do, and then like everyone just stops and stares at her, and that's like a running gag in Not Another Teen Movie.
Wait,
so that was.
Sorry, guys, I'm looking at a picture. Jennifer Love Hewitt was in Party of Five. That's both what? Lacey Chabert and Jennifer Love Hewitt were in Party of Five.
Really?
Right, yeah,
I know that she played the sister.
Yeah, it's true. She has a different last name. She has Sarah Reeves as Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah, I'm excited to watch Party of Five, you know?
Yeah, well, it's a teen show, so you would be.
Is it a teen show?
I think so,
no.
Isn't it?
Is it a teen
show? I mean, they're primary teens. The older brother was in his 20s.
Yeah, the cast was in their teens, but I don't think it was a teen show. Wasn't it always for, like, just adults who want to cry?
No, I mean, because...
We have plenty of other shows to watch.
Yeah, I mean, Scott Wolf was a teen heartthrob during that time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. He looked like he was 40.
It was a drama. We'll see. We'll figure out what we classify it. I don't think it's a teen drama in the sense of like teen drama. It's not like Gossip Girl or Dawson's Creek.
Well, you've never seen it though.
This is true. I've never seen it. So.
You gotta see it.
I was just talking out my ass here. Yeah. All right, cool. I think that's the only news.
Yeah.
We'll be sure to link to the Party of Five picture because I think it's pretty telling of like what the show's gonna look like.
Yeah.
Hispanic. I think so.
Cool. All right, guys, happy Monday. Thanks for listening.
Happy Monday.
Bye, guys.
Bye.